on your chin.
This is my goddamn chin.
Put it on your chin.
I put it on my cheek.
Exactly.
Stop fucking these hoes, do what's real? Just get you wild, because I do what? Because you
multiply.
And he called me a Care Bear. Just one woman. She made your credit score go up. And your bank account fat. 40 points today. Let me borrow $20. Motherfucker. Welcome back to another episode of 30 something and Virgin. We are doing what we always do, goofing around. Yeah, they got me with the TikTok thing. I look real silly. I look real silly, but it was all in good fun.
Y'all been so serious. This is my
chance. This is it. But at any rate, thank y'all for joining us once again. If you hadn't had the opportunity to go like and subscribe to 30 something and Virgin on YouTube, Facebook, or the podcast platforms, please go do so now. You are missing out on great content. Tonight, we are going to be discussing a very, very fun topic, and I'm going to be actually discussing it with a close friend of mine from work. We are going to be talking about, hold on 1 second here. I'm responding to him now because he's asking me a question. Well, let me talk to a good friend of mine about... So my little sister, about 2 weeks ago, my little sister Misha, shout out to number 7, she posted this meme and it says, "You treat a man good, he not gonna see no other female but you." Y'all see my face? No, all lies. So when I saw that, I wanted to, you know how you always like, I'm like, oh, my siblings post or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't like it. And I got up under her post and I was like, number 7, we gotta unpack this. We gotta talk about this, because what's your definition of good? And what's your definition of him not being with another female? Do you mean like not being with another female in your face? Do you mean like maybe him not being with another female for like a month? Like what necessarily is that? So tonight I'm gonna talk to one of my great friends, Sterling Smith. He is an awesome human being. He's also a SPED teacher, SPED coordinator, if I'm not mistaken. And he just recently had a baby at the end of 2019, Adelaide. She's super gorgeous. She has these gorgeous little eyes. And he's currently engaged. And we've always, like, we always sit up and talk to each other at work just about life in general, and sometimes relationships and different things will come up. And he always had, like, a great perspective or outlook on, like, what it meant to be in a successful relationship and just thinking about everything. So when I sent him this meme, I was like, we got to unpack this. And he sent me back, like, these laughing memes. Like, yeah, we got to unpack this. So I'm going to give him a call. Y'all, let's give him a shout, round of applause. This might not be the round of applause. Let's give him a round of applause as we get him on the line. Oh, God, that was hilarious. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. I can't take this. Did it stop ringing? Hello.
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Well.
Well, y'all, I just want y'all to know that off top, he got a slick mouth and my mouth is slick, so you might hear us talking like real bad to each other, but it's all in fun. All in fun. So, Virgins, welcome Sterling Smith two 30 something and right. So, what you been up to, Mrs. Smith?
Hey, I've been chilling. Just transitioning.
You said what? Just transitioning to what?
Back to San Antonio.
Back to San Antonio. How's Adelaide?
Yeah. She's doing well. Doing well, growing.
She's doing well and growing. How's the fiance? Oh, no, did you, are you, have you already got married?
Huh? No, no, not yet.
Not yet.
Planning the wedding.
Planning the wedding. Awesome. So, I just told the Vergers that I sent you a meme, and you told me that we could unpack it. That we could actually talk about this and really dig into this. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, this is going to be like one of the, like, you know how we used to sit up in my classroom and talk shit? This is what I want this to feel like. Like, real honest, real down to the middle of it. All right?
All right, bet.
All right, cool. So, the meme that I sent Mrs. Smith, as I told you all, it says, you treat a man good, he not going to see no other female but you. So, Mrs. Smith, do you believe that? Do you believe that if a girl just treats you good, that you're not going to look at anybody else?
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. No, I mean, that's a lot. I think there's a lot of different variables that go along with that. It just can't be like, you know, black and white. It can be some gray area. And I say variables because it depends on who the person that you're dealing with. That makes sense.
So do you mean like the type of person?
It can be the type of man that you're dealing with. It can be the place where that man is in his life. It depends. It's just a lot of a lot of different variables. But
70.
I'm just gonna give an example. Back when I was 23, 24, it didn't matter what a girl did. I wasn't gonna be with just one girl. Because that's just not what I wanted at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So she could have, you know, tried to, you know, be the best woman she could be. She can come over, cook, clean. She could buy me gifts or whatever. But because I didn't want that in my, you know, I didn't want that at the time. I didn't want to give, you know, all of myself to somebody. You know, kind of pushed people away because, hey, I didn't want that.
So, question.
Yeah.
I have a couple of friends, and like just different stuff that I've read, saw, whatever, where they, because your mom and dad are still together, right?
Correct.
So, normally, and this is just me asking, not stereotyping or anything like that. Normally, people who come from a two-family household, they want monogamy. Like, initially, what made it not what you wanted? Was it just, as they say, in coming to America, you wanted to sow your royal oats while you were younger? Like, what made you not want to, what made you want to push people away and have multiple people?
Well, I do agree that most, well, for me, I did. I've always wanted, you know, to be married and, you know, monogamy and having, you know, the white picket fence and all that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, us two-parent household kids get out into the world and we realize that not everybody was raised like you. And, you know, you get your feelings hurt. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes when people get their feelings hurt, it can be, you know, it could be like a good guy turned bad or a good girl turned bad situation to where they've been like, oh, man, I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've been a good person. And stuff like that, and then they just go to a point where it's like, forget it, I'm gonna do me. So I probably went through that, I'm gonna do me today.
Okay, you feel like he went through, like, oh, okay, cool. I don't know, I didn't come from a two-parent household. I guess I did, but he wasn't my daddy, he was my little sister and daddy, and I wasn't studying him, but shout out to Charlie. at any rate, my dad wasn't in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the relationship that I saw, it showed me certain things that I didn't want. Like,
right, right.
I was more focused on like, trying to be in, when I started dating, I wanted to like be in a relationship where we were trying to build something. And
right.
Once I got older, I realized like you was trying to build something at like 19 and 20. You should have been sitting your punk ass down. But then about some people, they marry their high school sweethearts or they get married young. You know what I'm saying? Like some people are ready for that. And I thought at that moment that I was ready for that. Like that's what I was like, you were like, I want the white picket fence, I want the kids, I want the house by this age, da 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 this, da da that. And got into a couple of bad relationships, and they weren't bad like physical abuse, but just like, you know, people lie, cheat, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of my friends were always like, well, Keela, I had one cousin tell me the best way to get over somebody is to get up under somebody else. Then another friend was like, well, Keela, you need to be out here hoeing too, because if he's cheating, you should be cheating. I was just like, but that's not me. That's not my character. Like, I think I remember telling you one time we were talking, and I was like, I should have just been a hoe. Because, you know, it was like, hoes be winning.
They do. They got trips and cars and all that stuff.
But is that really a win, though, Sterling? Like, is that really a win? Because he take you on a trip, but you can't post the pictures?
Depending on what you want.
So it really does boil down to, like, what you want. I just don't, I guess for me, I've never understood. Like, I realized this year, maybe last year, like, in one of my relationships, I was pushing somebody to be something that they just weren't. Like, I really wanted them to be something else. And they were, I think I was forcing this guy to like live a lie. Like he was this person when he wasn't.
Right.
I think it was because he was maybe trying to keep up with the standards of who I am. And I was like, that's unfortunate, because if the person had communicated openly, I'm not gonna say that I would have been like, okay, I can be a side chick or I could be one of the chicks. But if you had communicated openly about how you felt about like who I was as a person and where you were as a person, I'm not saying it could have worked, but we could have been better to each other, I think.
You probably would have just knew what it was and moved on. Yeah. It wouldn't hurt so bad, probably.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't. So, what do you define as what made you decide, like, hey, I'm ready to settle down? What was the defining thing that made you say, like, I'm ready to settle down?
First off, I mean, I've always, you know, loved my fiance. I always knew that she was the type of woman that I wanted to be with. However, I just had to make a decision. I feel like some people think that it's going to be like this, oh, I love at first sight thing. But love is like, you can love somebody but not treat them right, or, you know, not commit to them. So I just feel like I just made a decision. I feel like I looked in the future and said, man, what do I want in life? And the person that I wanted to be, and, you know, the person that who I wanted to build with was right there in front of me. So I had to just make a decision, like, okay, I'm going to commit to this person because I already love this person. I know she's good for me. I know we're good for each other, but I'm making a decision to commit to her.
Okay, so it's just like that. You can't make me do what I want to do. I got to do it myself. There's a lot of people. I had a lot of friend girls growing up. They were like, oh, if you just do X, Y, and Z, then he ain't going to do this. And I'm like, they going to do what they want to do regardless. You know, like,
it's
their choice. Whatever they, like, I'm going to do what I want to do. You ain't going to make me stay in the house. You ain't finna make me dress no but I'ma do what I wanna do. And so
I
get what you're saying. Like it had to be something, I guess, like introspective, where you were looking into yourself to see like, is this what I want? How do I see my future? How do I see my life? And you begin to prepare for that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like some people, they just like I said, they waiting on this, you know, this magical. It didn't happen like that for me. Like something magical. I mean, like I said, most people know, or most guys know, like, okay, this is the type of person I want to be with. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We know probably months or years before we actually say, like, okay, we're going to settle down. You know?
You know months or years before?
Yeah, we can know. Like, oh, this is a this is the person who I want to be with, but it's more of like a, I don't know, it's just a, I don't know. It's not.
Is it a feeling or is it like, so like, you know how people, they say they want to lose weight and they be talking, they do all these fad diets and then finally they go and they do exactly what they say they're going to do. They exercise every day. They stop eating the sugar. Like they stop doing it because they know that's their ultimate goal. Is it like that or is it just something just sparking you and you stop and you say, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be.
That's a good example. I know I want to, you know, you want to lose weight. You know what you want to do. You watch all these videos. You're like, oh yeah, I'm going to get like that one day. I'm going to look at, looking at people on Instagram that you want to compare your body to. But until you make that decision, like, you know what? I'm going to put some action behind these feelings. So I guess that's what it is. That's what it was to me as far as, you know, settling down and, you know, trying to move into that direction of family.
Okay, so that's a good transition into this. So, just so you know, I am, I don't know if you remember, we was in the classroom one day and you was talking about, we were talking about credit scores.
Uh-huh.
And you was like, niggas got problems. They need to get one female. Get them one female, she gonna bring them up. You remember that?
Right.
So I have that in my phone, and my production manager, he gonna put it in this video, right? What all has happened or transitioned in your life since you decided, like, hey, I'm gonna settle down and we're gonna build together? How has she helped you grow, and how do you think you've helped her grow as a person?
Man, I feel like people don't really realize, especially like nowadays, how many blessings it is when you like actually, you know, focus on the person that you're supposed to be with. You know what I'm saying? Like my account numbers went up. We just closed on the house.
Okay, congratulations.
Appreciate it. Man, I've grown to be more patient. I've grown to put others before me. I would rather make sure that my family is straight with I am. That, you know, you live in the world kind of tells you to be selfish and get yours and things like that. You know, probably sleep with as many women as you can, or just get as much money as you can on your own. You don't need nobody, especially in our community. We act like we don't need nobody. But really, if you give up, you know, all of those selfish things, that you can get, you know, where you want to go a lot faster than just one.
So you feel like by being with someone and having someone that you can focus on and share things with, that you can begin to grow exponentially, like you can succeed better.
Absolutely. However, there are things you have to give up. You know, it's just not like, oh yeah, I got this person and, you know, everything's just A1, everything is just amazing, which it is, but you got to say like, oh, I probably can't just get up and go when I want to. I probably just can't come in at 2:00 in the morning when I want to. And I probably can't just go buy these shoes when I want to. I got to go consult with somebody. I got to go be like, hey, is this in the budget or something like that? And some people don't want to do that.
Okay, so I got a question because you just said something that I have been talking about with friends. So you feel like there needs to I'm trying to word this because I'm not trying to get in your business because I don't want to do that. But like, as far as like money, is it like I get to do whatever I want to do here, but we put something here together, or how do you feel that should work within a relationship where you're getting married and doing those different things?
Yeah, I feel like everybody has their own. First of all, everybody's differently financially. There may be a situation where there's one person making a lot more than the other. So It's just, well, you know what? I'll just stick to my experience. All right. My experience is that my fiance stays home. My fiance stays home with our child because, just with all the COVID things going on, just with financially, it's just better that she stays home and takes care of our child, which is great. Right. Financially, I'm just the one working. So yes, I am bringing in the money per se, but it's our money. So if I make any major purchases, I'm not going to do that without her consent or without, you know, letting her know that, and vice versa.
Okay. That's awesome. That's real maturity. Like, we're doing this together. We made this particular decision for you to stay at home, X, Y, and Z. Do you think that you would have made the decision to stay at home outside of COVID-19?
Yeah. I probably would, but more, like, it seems like it's going to be a little bit longer because of COVID. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a shorter period of time, but, you know, with all everything's going on, yeah, she's probably going to stay at the house. But I don't want her to feel like, oh, I'm making the money, so yeah, I can spend how I want to spend and whatever. But because I gotta realize that I couldn't go make money if she wasn't at home taking care of our child. I'd be paying for, you know, $1,200 in daycare, and, stuff like that. So it's a team effort, and I think when people realize it's a team effort. And then you put the ego to the side, and that's when it can, you know, you can reach that goal, whatever y'all trying to get to.
It's so strange because I have, and I feel, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I feel like, so like I have a friend is dating this guy, and he's older than us. So like we're right. in our 30s, and I think he's in his mid 40s. And, because I don't want to put her business out there. I'm not gonna say her name or nothing, but the guy, he's sort of like a hood guy, and you know, like I be in my head, so look, I'm like, okay, I can understand you being like super hood, like because you're from the hood, 18, 19. I can understand it even happening a little bit in your 20s, right?
Right.
But I'm like, man, like in your 40s, you should be, you know, like your mindset should not be like. For him, he has to always be right. And this is just me on the outside looking in from what I know.
Right.
It seems as if he always has to be right.
Right.
And that seems to be the thing that makes him secure and makes him feel like a man. That he's right. He knows everything and that he's the breadwinner. And
right.
She's a business owner. So she really makes her own money. And it infuriates him when she does different things and she doesn't ask him. But he like takes a little bit longer, and then sometimes his ideas about things or his beliefs about things is completely screwed up because he still got that hood nigga mentality, and it's hindering their relationship from being successful because he's on like a total opposite spectrum of life, and he's the older person, and then she's the younger person. And she's like, when we're talking, she's always like, well, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. And yesterday, the day before, she and I were talking, and she brought him up, and she was talking about him, and I was like, you in love with a guy that ain't gonna change. Like, he like legit set in his ways. You've been there for 3 or 4 years. In those 3 or 4 years, he's changed a little bit. He may go out a little bit, but those like concrete beliefs of like, my masculinity is set, is determined, or is shown because I'm right, or I got money. I'm the richest person in the room. That is what defines him. Why is it that sometimes men feel defined, or they feel like their masculinity is shown when they are the smartest, or they know the most, or they have the most money? Why is that attached to men's like strength or like their masculinity?
I mean, look, it's it comes with like the expectation that men are supposed to be the breadwinner. However, some people can take that power, you use your power for good, you can use your power for evil, right? Mm-hmm. So, who much is given, much is required. My dad was a breadwinner for my entire life. He was in the military. My mom, she either worked at in-home daycare or she didn't work at all. However, the maturity comes in to say that if you don't have that team mindset, then you're not going to see your partner as a partner. You're going to see that person as somebody that you take care of. And just like a child, you take care of a child and you expect a child to do as you say because they're under your roof, eating up your food, you paying all the bills, and you know. So if you want somebody, you know, that's going to not, you know, to not have that mindset to say like, oh, well, as if he or she's better than you, then you want probably still want somebody that sees you as a partner, or that person, maybe he should see his wife as a partner and not, you know, as somebody he just takes care of.
But so see, like, he doesn't take care of her. And I guess maybe I feel, maybe I'm saying it wrong or whatever, because he doesn't take care of her necessarily. Like, it's like, and I think that what you're saying is what their problem is. Neither one of them views the other as a partner. Right. I don't feel like it's like, to me, it's like, I always tell her, it's like, it's both of y'all always trying to see who, like, who balls bigger. Like, it's like always like, oh, I did this, I did that. And it's always like some type of argument. And I was like, at one point, I remember telling her, like, girl, I'm not finna argue with nobody. We're right. not finna argue and every day.
Also, you gotta go off, I go off of people's experiences. Maybe in his past, this man is 40 years old. He done experienced women that all they want is somebody that got bread. And he know that he's been able to get away with shit for 40 years or maybe 15, 20 years because mm-hmm. that's probably when he started making bread. He probably noticed that, hey, I've been getting away with this shit because I got bread now. You know, because a broke nigga can't get away with the stuff that a nigga with bread can get away with. And
I know some broke niggas get away with a whole bunch of shit. This is just dumb. My bad. Right. Right. But I totally get what you're saying. But I guess I don't. I mean,
that just might be his experience.
Yeah, yeah. But so even with that though, and I totally agree with what you're saying, but. I can't, and you know, because you always be hollering like, I'm a Care Bear. Like, I live, you, Akilah, you live in the wrong world. I just feel like in my mind that if I've been through somebody cheating on me, like cheating on me consistently. And I'm not going to go into another relationship and be like, oh, you a cheater too, because the person that was before you cheated on me.
Well, that's very big. Huh? That's very big of you. Not everybody see that.
No, but I'm saying I don't, because I feel like I'm not affording myself or the person, if we're in a relationship, I'm not affording us an opportunity to succeed if I already come in with baggage from the last relationship. Like, I'm gonna have baggage, right? And I just want your honest answer here, because at this point, like, I just don't understand why you feel that I wouldn't be a successful sugar baby.
The way you're interrogating me right now is one example of why you would not be a
so I just need
to, you ask me all these daggone questions. Don't pay you to come over here to ask me all these daggone questions. Now, Mildred would have never answered that.
It has to be unpacked sooner or later, but I'm not going to be like, oh, you a hoe off top, unless I see red flags. And if I see red flags, then I'm probably not going to get into that thing. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, but you say, why do you say it's this big of me?
Hey, but not everybody is that emotionally mature to acknowledge that they bring that baggage to the table and know how to correct it.
It took a minute.
Yeah.
It took a minute because otherwise I'd be like, oh, bitch ass nigga, I don't know what you're doing. But now, like, adult Akilah's like, oh my God, let's take it slow. Let's be nice to each other. Great. Yeah, I want to be. I want to be nice to you. Just don't do anything extra to make me. I want to be, as the meme says, good to you. Like, I want to be good to you. But there are levels to my goodness.
And I didn't learn. In my experience, I treat others how they treat me. I didn't always do that. I just treated people how I thought you should be treated. Or how I wanted to be treated. But I've changed my perspective on that because of my experience. Is that wrong? I don't know. But that's my experience.
And I think it's a treat. But I guess that comes with life, huh? Because you,
hey, that is comes with life.
As a young person, you always told, like, treat people how you want to be treated. And I can remember being a kid and being bullied when I first moved to Mississippi. And in Chicago, at the schools that I went to, it was like, always be kind. Treat people how you want to be treated. And that's what my mama said, too. But I was like, when I got to Mississippi, I had to live a different life because they was crazy.
Exactly.
it was total different, a total different ball game. Then when I moved out here, it was another total different ball game.
Right, right.
And now, like, you used to say it all the time that I was a Care Bear.
You do care a lot. Shit that I wouldn't care about.
But, and I didn't realize that I was like, I told another friend of mine, I was like, I got this coworker at work, like, we always talk, and he always tell me that I care too much. Like, Keelah, stop giving a fuck.
And that's out of my experience. I've learned not to care. I've learned that when you're dealing in business, no matter how nice these people are, it's still business. You know?
Yeah.
All your coworkers ain't your friends. They still your coworkers.
Facts. Facts. But
like I said, but I learned that out of experience because you've been burned, you don't realize, like, damn, I was nice to that person. That person needed me to cover their class. Mm. I did it. I helped this person he was doing some nice shit, and that person snitched on your ass for no reason. Like, damn.
Yes, Lord.
Why are you snitching on me for? I thought we was cool.
Facts. Oh, I'm gonna have to, Mr. Smith, I'm gonna have to call you tomorrow and tell you some tea that I heard about myself recently.
Dang.
Some tea that I heard about myself recently. I was like, what? Like, oh, so that's what was being said? Damn, I didn't know that.
I thought that was your partner.
Facts. Facts.
And your coworker.
Like, shit, like, but you know what? I'm gonna say this. I didn't think that. From what I've heard, I didn't think those people that I've heard it from, I didn't think that they were like friends of mine, but I was just like, damn, like, these people were talking about me, like, for what?
Right.
It was interesting. So, two more questions. One, what is it that you feel makes you want to be good to your, like, good in a relationship to people? What do you think are the things that define, like, I have to be good to you? Or is it just that innate thing in you that, like, I'm going to be good to you regardless?
I mean, I don't know about nobody else, but I ain't gonna be good to you regardless. For me, I treat people, I try not to fuck over good people, period. Regardless of we in a relationship, whatever type of relationship that we.
We were friends, you were mean as hell to me. You was mean as hell all the time. You stole my flag off my door consistently.
I don't recall what you're talking about.
As a matter of fact, one of my flags is still missing to this day.
Damn, they ain't get it back to you?
No.
That's what I said. moving on. What makes me want to be good is, I mean, you got people with good. I'll give an example. This young lady who I was dating years ago. She was a good person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really want to fuck her over, but I didn't want to be with her. You know what I'm saying? So, because she was a good person, because I don't like to fuck over good people, hey, I was honest with her. See what I'm saying? So, I think you just have to be a good person your damn self. And like I said, I know it's like treat others how you want to be treated, but damn, treat good people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say that for everybody, but if that person is showing you love and never done that crazy stuff to you, even if you don't want to be with them per se, you know, romantically, be honest with them. Treat them with respect.
So why is it that people find that so hard to do?
I ain't say it was easy.
But what about it? What about it is hard though? Like if I don't,
because I would say this: there are perks. There are perks to being with certain people that you don't want to be with. You know, like even if you don't want to be with the person, you may enjoy their company. Even if you don't want to be with this person, you enjoy, you know, the fact that they're somebody that you can talk to. You know, you enjoy good things about them, and you know that you're probably gonna have to give up certain some of those things. But because if you don't want to fuck them over, you'd be like, you know what? I gotta sacrifice my selfish, my selfishness to not, you know, fuck you over.
For some reason, I don't know about females because I don't date females, but for some reason, like dudes, I think maybe I've just been attracting fuckboys my entire life.
You said what?
I said maybe I've just been attracting fuckboys my entire life because that's how people are. Like, they'll be like, oh my God, I didn't tell you about this because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Like, and that doesn't resonate with me. Like, what that sounds to me when you say that to me is that I thought you were a fucking idiot, so I did it. I did that because I thought you were a fucking idiot. It doesn't sound like you cared. Right, like I didn't tell you the truth because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I knew if I told you the truth.
No. You tell the people the truth, just like baby boy. I tell them. you want to tell people the truth. You know that you care about. I think people just got it messed up. They don't want to hurt your feelings. Sometimes hurting somebody's feelings, they'll respect you more in the long run.
Facts.
It just follow at the time. People don't want to see that hurt on you. You know, they don't want to see that hurt, and they thinking that, oh, well, I spared them because I'm, you know, not trying to hurt their feelings. You know, but like I said, they're not looking at the long run to say like, oh, you know, it, you know, in the long run, that person's going to respect you. Like, man, you know what? We didn't work out, but she's a good person because they told me what's up. You know, we always going to be cordial and cool. You know, we're not gonna be together, but we're gonna be cordial and cool, and I can speak good about you because, you know, you were honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people just can't be honest. Honesty is so damn tough to do. Like, I don't like you like that, but we can hang out. Or
so,
I don't see us going nowhere. That it's coming off my tongue real easy, Sterling. It's like rolling. It's real easy. I don't understand how that's hard. I don't understand what it's hard for people.
I feel like you like to hurt people's feelings, so that's part of what.
Wait a minute, hold up. Say that again.
I feel like you like hurt people's feelings, so it comes off really easy for you. You know?
Me? Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Akilah?
Yeah, and a B.
No, like, are you joking or are you being serious right now?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I don't like to hurt people's feelings first. I like if you push me to that edge, then I might do some very harsh things. But no, I wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings purposefully. So, Mr. Smith, do you still think that I can't be a sugar baby?
Oh, no. Your mouth is way too much. Ain't nobody trying to deal with that. They want you. Be like, can you shut up? If you can say no to that, then no, that's your answer.
Mrs. Smith, I think I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about sugar daddies and sugar babies, and somebody told me that I would be a successful sugar baby because I have a lot of muscle.
You know the people that you know that won't hurt your feelings.
That was one of them people.
No, they were like, I got a lot of hustle. They're like, you got a business. You can help the sugar daddy like extend their money. They can help you build your brand. You can help them invest. I was like, you know what? You're right. I may be a sugar daddy.
That's not a sugar baby. That's a partner. Sugar babies are not partners.
No, I'm going to see, as a sugar baby, I'm going to take his money and invest it into my business and make it flourish. And then
that man don't care what you do with his money. That's the problem. You listen to the wrong people. They trying to tell you. They trying to lie to your face. I'm out here telling you the truth, but you're going to respect me if I...
Oh my God, Spencer, they lied to me. Well, Mrs. Phipps, look, you know, a little while ago you said, like, having somebody to, you know, to build stuff with and all that. Since I've been doing, like, my book and my website and all that stuff, whatever, I've actually, for some reason, I told my friend, I was like, I've actually started to want to be in a relationship. I get tired of talking to y'all about my business. I would love to come home to a guy and be like, this is what happened today. This is what I did. Da, da, da. This is what's going on in my business. And I realized that that's why I want it, because of what you said that you have. But who knows? I think being a sugar baby might just be the thing to do. I don't know.
Yeah, that's out the card. Sugar babies is not in your future. Everybody ain't built for that.
Why do you think I can be a sugar baby?
I can't.
What is the one thing that you feel, and it cannot be my mouth?
That is the main thing.
What about my mouth? Because I'm gonna ask questions.
You'll ask questions. You go look. You gonna wanna, you know, build that man's like, man, I'm rich already. I ain't trying to hear what you gotta say. You like a hood nigga that's trying to flip somebody's taxes. You like, nigga, I'm not gonna give you no money.
I'm not trying to flip nobody's taxes. But look, I'm thinking about on my platform doing like a dating game for myself. You got to find some guys to send my way so I can start dating guys, and I think that'd be a good thing. Don't you think that'd be like a good show to have on my YouTube channel?
I don't got no guy. That's not already in a relationship that I trust.
That was really hard. You said that's not already a relationship that I trust. Right. That trust part at the end was like, they all fucked in.
I ain't finna see you somebody that ain't in their life. What are you at in their life right now? And I don't know when they gonna get there, so I think they ain't never gonna get there. So I don't know when they gonna get there.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You better off just go do your book, do your podcast, go be Oprah, and Sammy gonna fall in your lap.
That's what's up. Sterling, you know, I saw that you had signed up on my website, but what I did not see was you purchased a book.
Now what?
I saw that you signed up on my website, but what I did not see was that you purchased a book.
I purchased a book. And I definitely shared on my social.
Look at God. You see, this is what you need. You need friends like this. Miss Smith, when y'all go back to school?
Man, they don't know. These folks starting to fall, but man, they get information day to day, just like everybody.
They told us a date out here, but
they lying.
No, not about the kids. They didn't tell us a date about the kids. They told us a date about us, like the
y'all go back to work.
Yeah, saying that we.
No, they didn't give us the actual date.
Damn it. Y'all got any openings? I'm going to move to San Antonio. Shit. Y'all ain't going back to work no time soon?
No, we're going back. I'm sure they're going to tell us at the last. Or maybe I wasn't listening in that meeting.
said, baby, I wasn't listening in that meeting. Lord have mercy. Okay, so Mrs. Smith, we do this thing on here. First off, thank you so much for coming on. I enjoyed this conversation. I always enjoy our conversations. So thank you so much for doing that. We have this little thing that we do at the end of the segment called Sass Talk. And it's just where we leave like the guests with like a lasting word about the conversation that we've had today. So is there any advice or a word that you would like to leave the Vergers with before you sign off?
Just speaking from a male's perspective, speaking to males, just when you're ready, make a decision. Sometimes you got to give up things, but it's better on the other side, on the settle down side.
It's better on the settle down side. I hear that. Well, thank you so much for spending 45 minutes with me. I hope that you have a good weekend. And I gotta send Adelaide a gift, huh? Because I don't think I gave you a gift before you left.
He accept all liquor. He like all that.
Oh, Adelaide likes liquor.
Yep, she like money, liquor, all that.
She like anything, money,
liquor. Anything her daddy likes.
Anything her daddy like, just sit and put her name on it. Even yep. If she can't drink it right now. You are hilarious. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Smith. I'm legit going to call you tomorrow so I can tell you the stuff that has happened since the last time we talked. But okay. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Virgis. So tonight we dug into the topic of like, if a woman is good to a man, he won't look at anybody else. And we had a great guest on, Mr. Sterling Smith, one of my close friends. I feel like one of my close friends. like to discuss the topic, to get into the topic. And as he said, like, as a man, when you're ready, decide, commit, and go ahead and be selfless and let go of the things that you know that you're doing that is hindering you from your relationship. My sass talk is to be you. Be committed to you. Understand who you are. Have your boundaries and go out and live in that realm, and what you want will fall into place, right? Like, even though we discussed a little bit about just thinking, I think I mentioned like talking to one of my friends, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had somebody to da-da-da come home to or whatever. While I do sort of sometimes think about that, I ain't stopping that. Like, I'm still doing my businesses. I'm still talking to my friends about the stuff that I have going on and all of that. And when it is time for me to be in a relationship and settle down with someone, I will. And I'm going to be good, better, great, whatever it is that I need to be in order to make sure that my relationship is successful. I'm going to communicate. I'm going to be open to different things. Those are the things that I'm going to do. But I don't think now, like how we unpack that meme, it's not necessarily just you being a good person. That person has to be ready for that. If they're not ready for that, if they're not in that space, if they're not on that page and that chapter, unfortunately, you're not going to be the only one. You might be the one that day. You might be the one that week. You may be the one on that trip. But still, it's not necessarily going to be the thing that holds them. What's going to hold them is them understanding the need for you. Like Sterling said, like when he recognized that he saw his fiance in his future, he saw her as being someone that can help him build and grow. He knew that then I need to make all of these other things go away so that I can focus on this, and this can help me build and be a better person and be the man that he wants to be in this world. So tonight, I hope that we've given you something, some knowledge, gave you some fun conversation, and I've done something to actually honor your respect and time. And I just ask that you all make sure you go subscribe, go listen, go like, go share. 30-something and Virgin and AkilaMiles.com. Thank y'all so much for being here with us tonight, and we'll see you on the next episode.